Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Ken Merrifield, and I'm the mayor of the city of Franklin. I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak in support of the Northern Pass project. As many of you probably already know, Franklin has a great interest in this project because it will provide a boost to the central New Hampshire economy generally and provide long-term tax benefits to our city specifically. Development of the Northern Pass Transmission Project includes the construction of a DC converter station in Franklin that will be valued between $250 and $350 million. To give you an idea of the scope of this investment, this part of the project alone will increase Franklin's tax base by a minimum of 44%. As a result, the millions in fiscal capacity disparity aid that we receive today for education could someday go to another New Hampshire community in need. This project is a historic game changer for Franklin and will alter everything about our economic future. So it is easy to understand our support for the project. But while many energy projects bring tax benefits to one particular town or city, like Merrimack Station in Bow or Laidlaw in Berlin, what is unique about the Northern Pass project is that its benefits will extend throughout New Hampshire. Towns from Pittsburgh to Deerfield will see significant investment and tax-based benefits from the project. As dramatic as it is, the Franklin Converter Station represents less than a quarter of the total tax base increase associated with this project. As a result of the proposed route of this transmission line, communities like Franklin that struggle to maintain their schools and municipal services will see property tax benefits. Stratford is estimated to see its equalized tax base increase by 53%. Groveton will see a 28% increase in its equalized value. Again, these benefits extend throughout New Hampshire, including the county budgets for Belknap, Coos, Grafton, Merrimack, and Rockingham. In total, New Hampshire will see a new infrastructure investment of over $1.1 billion, with millions of the tax benefit flowing directly to the state coffers in the form of the utility property tax for education. And I sincerely understand that there are good people who oppose the project for a variety of reasons. The proposed line will pass within a whisker of my own property in Franklin, but I nonetheless contend that this billion-dollar investment and its 1,200 jobs will be critical in sparking the rebirth of our economy after a painful recession. Both the state and federal governments have a well-established permitting process for these types of proposals. The Northern Pass will require approval from the New Hampshire Site Evaluation Committee and the U.S. Department of Energy. Under existing regulations, it will take years for the positive economic benefits to be realized. There is considerable government oversight of this project already, and more is not necessary. There will be ample opportunity for all opinions and concerns to be expressed and addressed. I know that the new legislature will be encouraging economic vitality and facilitating investments that support our communities and will be firmly stating that New Hampshire is open for business. I hope and expect that you will take a new approach to economic growth in this legislature and reject stifling regulation. Let's allow the existing approval process to work for all of us. Let the existing regulatory process move forward without interference. I congratulate you for your strict focus on creating a positive environment for New Hampshire job growth. You have my best wishes for the legislative session now underway, and I thank you very much for your time and consideration.